I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens back on the practice field today. No media availability tomorrow. Everybody practice, which includes one Derrick Henry. So Derrick Henry's coming off a game. 21 carries, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. Past Walter Payton, now in the top 5 all-time of rushing touchdowns. He's got Lamar back. He's got Ricard back. Keaton Mitchell's now part of the fold in the running game. What can Derrick Henry do to the Dolphins Thursday night?
I think you're looking for what. I don't think it's got to be super explosive. I mean, it might be. That's a bad rushing defense, but we just saw him shut down. Look, Bijan Robinson, Algier, I don't care who the quarterback is, with that offensive line, on the fast track in Atlanta. So I don't know that he's going to go off on them, and I don't know that he has to. I think he needs to run the ball enough in the first half that they're able to get the number of rushes that they want. I think him as the finisher is a big deal. It sets an emotional tone, a physical tone. And he needs to be able to run for tough yards in the red zone. And that's where having a Ricard back can really help. Look, Lamar's as good as he gets. And I think Lamar's going to be able to fling the ball around on them a little bit or maybe quite a bit. And I don't think this is a game where you've got to play it not to lose. You know, we've watched with these backup quarterbacks the last basically 3 weeks. Like, I think you need Derrick Henry to have the occasional 5-yard run on first down. And I think you need him on, you know, 3rd and 3 and 3rd and 2 and 4th and 1. And again, inside the red zone, in goal to go situations, you need him to be effective.
Something to keep in mind for Thursday and really moving forward, especially now that Patrick Ricard's back. We mentioned yesterday Huntley 3 for 3, 45 yards and a touchdown when Ricard was on the field. Lamar, in the first 4 games, of course this was without Ricard, he was the best quarterback in football in play action, and it's not even close. Yeah. 22 of 24 passing, 354 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks. That's a perfect passer rating, 91.7% completion percentage.
I know we've been waiting for the explosives, right, from this group, but I do think with Ricard back now that you're going to see, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 instances in this game where they run play action from under center with Ricard on the field, and it's a ball that travels 20 yards or more in the air, and somebody in the purple, I guess they're wearing white, somebody in the Ravens jersey catches it.
Say Flowers.
Maybe Bateman.
I think maybe more than just one. I think more than just Say Flowers. I think Isaiah Likely is about to reemerge. I think Bateman is going to catch a couple balls. Like I think that's going to be hard for Miami's caliber of defense not to be sucked in on and not to just oversell out to try to stop the run in those situations. And I think Monk's going to be able to play around with his personnel. Yeah, the real little guy with Zay. But, you know, even Kohler out of a package like that might be able to do something.
By the way, Zay, 2 things. Number one, Isaiah Likely had 2 catches for 8 yards. So he was there on Sunday. But the other thing, the Keaton Mitchell of it all. And I know we're Henry-centric, but the idea of him being that guy late in the game, once you've beaten the defense up with Henry, and he's that guy that with the burst, I kind of like that. What I saw on Sunday with that part of it
was great. I mean, it's what you're looking. You're looking to hope that on a small sample size, you can still get an explosive or a couple of explosives, and that's exactly what he provided. I think he can be dangerous on draw plays running inside, and we know what he can do in the screen game as well. So. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, again, you're going to see more than 5 to 7 snaps total, and he's not going to maybe even touch the ball on some of those. But if he does get 3 to 5 chances to touch the ball, can one or two of those be a momentum creating play? I think he can.
And that's what you saw Sunday. He played 7 snaps. He had 4 carries in that game. He had the 25-yarder down the sideline. Harbs doubled down on it, again, talking yesterday during his press conference about wanting to get Keaton Mitchell more involved after him being a healthy scratch to begin the season.
But I also think we should, like, fans that think he's going to get 15 touches.
No, no.
Like, I don't think that's ever happening, no. At least not here.
Well, and look, a lot of it is dictated by game. Like, so Chicago didn't have a whole lot going in the pass rush, even when Ronnie was out. So I think we saw a little less justice because they could sort of get away with a little less justice. Now remember, that game was at home. It's a big difference. This offensive line, even last year, when it was really good, I can remember doing segments running the home-road splits and saying, if the other team's got a real pass rusher and they're on the road, all of a sudden he could pick left tackle, right tackle, and find at least a little joy. This is on the road. They got 2 pass rushers there who, I mean, at least one of them wants out. They might both want out. The crowd might be a little energized because of what happened on
Sunday.
Probably
some Ravens fans there.
There'll be a lot of Ravens fans.
And it's just they haven't played many road games. And so you might need a little more Justice Hill in this one. You might need him chipping people and selling out to help Lamar out. And again, it's great to have Ricard back, but it's 2 games in 5 days, and he played, you know, maybe they held him to only 14 snaps in that game because they think he's got a whole lot more here. Or maybe he's just at a point in his way back where he's only going to play 15 to 20 snaps.
Before we step out, a couple of Raven for Life news, a few news tidbits. Number one, Raven for Life Eddie Jackson worked out for the Steelers, nice. Which is interesting.
Think he's still in the circle of trust?
Yeah, Raven for Life Marcus Williams signed to the Chargers practice squad, and Raven for Life Deontay Johnson
worked out for the
Giants.
When they should all get inducted into the Raven
Trinity.
For Life Hall of Fame together.
Yes. How about
they should
that?
Walk in together.
What's it say RFLs. About the Steelers that they brought Eddie Jackson in?
Their defense sucks.
They got some problems.
Chuck Clark laboring, trying to chase down Tucker Kraft on was that Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night.
And they just lost Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah.
He's week to week.
That guy can't stay healthy. Hey, coming up next, are the Ravens defense? It was good on Sunday, in large part because their spine played well, and we'll throw Marlon Humphrey into that. So the name guys on this team, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, how confident are we that they can start stacking performances? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.